Good evening. It's December 21st, 2015. This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee. I'm the chair, Bob Lederer, and our secretary, Michael Novick, will now please call the roll.
Teresa Allen, KPFT.
Allen is present.
Jim Brown, WPFW.
Present.
Mariana Castellanos, KPFT. Janet Coleman, WBAI. Marianne Douglas Ngaro, WPFW. Cedric Fuentes Roman, KPFA. Tej Graywell, KPFK. Mark Hernandez, KPFA. Do I hear a response to that?
No.
No? Cynthia Johnson, KPFA. Janet Coburn, KPFA.
Present.
Bob Lederer, the chair from WBAI, is here. Frank Lefevre, WBAI. This is Michael Novick, the secretary from KPFK. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK.
Present.
Serene Roberts, WBAI.
Present.
Nancy Savarin-Aratomi, KPFT.
Present.
Peter Tucker, WPFW. Yep. I think that's only eight. That's not a quorum.
Okay, thanks, Michael. So,
I'm sorry, point of something.
Yeah.
Marion said we could call her if we needed quorum.
Oh, okay.
Can you do that?
I didn't hear the part about calling her. Can you call her?
Okay. All right.
All right. So let's go over the proposed draft agenda while we're waiting for quorum, if there's no objection. Okay. So I'm proposing will someone volunteer to be timekeeper, please?
I cannot be timekeeper. It's Alan. I'm driving.
That's fine.
Me too.
Nancy, are you available? Nancy? Can you hear me, Nancy? All right. Is there anyone else who is available to keep time? All right, let's just wait till the other folks get back on the call.
This is Serene. I got voicemail.
Okay, so let's move forward then. So let me just ask again, is there any objection to moving forward without a quorum? And who just joined? Who just joined the call?
Nancy from KPFT. I called Marilyn and left a message.
Thank you. All right, is there any objection to moving forward without a quorum? Obviously, we can't vote on motions, but we can certainly hear reports and ask questions. Okay, hearing none, then we'll go forward with that. So my suggested agenda is report from the National Election Supervisor on election process, including Q&A for 40 minutes. Request for independent verification of simply voting results for the KPFA election. That's from Janet Coburn, 10 minutes. and then setting the next meeting date for the Elections Committee 5 minutes. And I'm requesting an adjournment at a time certain of 10 o'clock Eastern. I have to leave town early tomorrow. So we can't vote officially, but is there any suggested change to that agenda? Okay.
Did you assign time?
Yeah, 40 minutes for the NES report, 10 minutes for the verification question, and 5 minutes to set the next meeting date.
Okay, we need to set the next meeting date while the NES is on, so I would ask that the order be reversed.
Okay, well, I think she's going to need to be on for the verification question as well. So that would put it in the same position.
I hear you. We have 48
minutes. I
can't
hear you.
That's going to happen. But okay.
Janet K.
Carol, I can't hear you.
Wait, hold on, Janet. Somebody said they can't hear. Which part didn't you hear?
You just need to be careful to enunciate because some of what you said just came across as mumbles.
Okay. All right. I'll talk closer into the phone. Who just joined?
No, somebody left.
Oh, okay. All right, Janet K., go ahead.
Yeah, so while we're waiting, can I suggest that we put out some possible dates for the next meeting just to kind of get that moving, and then we'll check with Goy?
Sure. Go ahead.
I don't have any dates. I'm just suggesting the idea. I haven't thought through that. How about the 28th? Monday? Oh, that's too soon, I guess.
Right, that's too soon.
The 4th, January 4th.
January 4th is the election deadline.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah, I actually think this isn't going to be too fruitful until she's on the call because her next period of time is extremely hectic, so I think we should ask her when's a realistic time that she could make a call. All right, so...
How often are they checking the ballot setter in?
You can ask her that when she comes on. I did text her, so she should be joining us momentarily. All right, so let's see. I can't really think of anything else we can do in the meantime.
We can go through our wish list.
Sure, go ahead.
Does anybody...
I need a laptop. Next.
I have something I can share with you guys.
Go ahead.
So I have all of the KPFA station logs for September 8th through the December 4th. So that was the entire period, the KPFA candidate carts started to air on September 8th, and they were supposed to go through December 4th. And so I'm looking through the logs to see when the carts were played, and looking at the schedule and looking at the amended election policy, and I'm putting together a document that will show all the different, the findings and all. I just wanted to let you all know that.
Thank you. Okay, who just joined? I heard
that was Nancy getting back on. I called Janet and I left a message. Bye bye.
Okay, thank you.
I have a question.
Hold on 1 second. Who just joined?
This is Joy Williams.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're ready for you to start now. Go right ahead with your report.
Thank you. I have a couple of updates and then want to leave majority of the time for questions. I want to start by saying, forgive me if I cough or sneeze, I'm a cold. So I'm going to start by saying probably a lot of the questions or things that you have are on my task list from between yesterday and Wednesday. So a number of the responses to your questions may be, I'm working on it, trying to get it done by Wednesday. So just keep that in mind as I go through the sections that I need to update. First, I want to say for the three remaining stations, I'll start with those first. The updated turnout numbers will be posted on the site like it was again on Wednesday morning for the three remaining stations. So for some of you who have asked for those, we'll post it again, post an update again on Wednesday. Email reminders are scheduled for all three of the stations for tomorrow, December 22nd, December 28th, December 30th, January 2nd, and January 4th. These will be email reminders for those we have email addresses for who haven't yet voted, begging and asking them to actually complete their vote if they haven't mailed in or sent their haven't mailed in their vote already. And the LESs and myself are finalizing the time frames and procedures that will be in place for in-person voting for the last day as well. We finalized January 4th voting procedures to be posted and shared. And we're also having a sort of the last 12 days urgent cart announcement, not only for the last 12 days leading it to the final day of the vote, but also announcing the time frames that the LESs and myself will be at the stations on the final day should anyone want to come to the station and vote. For KPFK, as previously reported, I arrive in LA on January 2nd and will be there through the 5th, so working from there up until and will physically be present and facilitating the day of final day vote. As you're aware, sent around the Spanish language candidate forms have been scheduled. I, you know, sent some emails and update information about that. I'm concerned that, you know, again, the bylaws allow and the rules allow for all candidates to have equal availability to participate in the forum. We arranged and put this together relatively quickly. And so although they're scheduled starting tomorrow, for Tuesday and Wednesday, and then also next week. Only 15 of the many candidates at KPFK responded to participate in the Spanish language forums that will take place at 9 p.m. Starting tomorrow. And majority of the candidates that did sign up are skewed towards one particular slate. So we do have moderator and volunteers to facilitate the Spanish language forum that will take place. Additionally, there was a discovery for KPFK. It seemed to be, again, I mentioned before that we keep I keep detailed track of the requests for replacement ballots and information in a database. And both myself and the database manager at KPFK, who I confirm membership status with, noticed that there was a trend of the certain type of eligible voter at KPFK who were requesting either replacements or basically requesting that they had not received a ballot. It turns out that there was a discrepancy between the first record date list and the second record date list. Those, remember, we had one schedule, and that was abandoned and had to be redone with the August 17th deadline. And it turns out that when KPFK sent their second list, it did not have the list, the complete list of volunteers and volunteers, listener volunteers, and waivers. So when the second list was sent to me, the first list had multiple tabs with the paid listeners, volunteers, and waivers and tabs or whatever. But the second list just included the updated paid record date. So was able to go back. There were a total, after comparing the list, there were a total of 135 people who are eligible, who were listener who were volunteers or on the waiver list, that did not make it to the final voting list for KPFK with the second record date. Of that total of 135, 112 were listener volunteers. 33 of them were already on the voter list. So I went through line by line. 33 of them were already on the voter list. And 23 were on as unpaid staff members, meaning they were volunteers or unpaid on shows. So those that we had a mailing address for, we're sending everyone that is has a mailing address attached to that record that were on that list. Are receiving a paper ballot, and we're processing that and already got that back from the vendor to send those. And also, if they had email addresses, we obviously added that information as well so that they will get, you know, any reminder emails. However, in the morning, they will receive an email that says, that basically acknowledges that they were left off of the original list due to an error. We're sending them a paper ballot. We're sending you a paper ballot, but you can also elect to vote online with, you know, the following credentials. So that's for KPFK.
I'm sorry.
For WBA.
I'm sorry. I have a point of urgency.
Yes.
I think Marion has joined us, which gives
us more. Yes, hi. I'm Serena. I was just going to answer your message, but okay. Great.
Okay, thank you very much. So, yeah, after the report, then we can, then we'll have forum if we need to do any business. So, okay, please continue, Eljoy.
Sure, no problem. So that's for KPFK. For WBAI, I think in all of my previous reports, we've expressed frustration about WBAI. You know, for the last couple of weeks, where we have, you know, obviously running carts and information and people calling in or submitting replacement ballots, it turns out a number of the replacement ballots we are processing for WBAI, that they were not on the original voter list at all. So then we have to add them. And it's only confirmed by the general manager. So the general manager apparently is the only person at WBAI with access to the membership database. And therefore, the LDS, you know, we're getting a lot of complaints and emails about people waiting for credentials or information. It is because the LDS has to track down repetitively the general manager, who is the only person that has access to the database to verify membership. As I previously reported, we never received a list of emails for WBAI, so even sending reminder emails or anything doesn't work because the amount of emails in for WBAI pale in comparison to the total eligible member. And therefore, at this date WBAI, the number that, the last number that was posted on the website, I think there have only been an additional 6 or 7 votes. I can give the accurate number after the report and bring it up to the screen. So the LES and I met today. We're, you know, the only thing that we can do is one, cutting carts that have sort of a more of an urgent alert message that the station is in danger of not meeting quorum. Is she okay? Sorry, both the baby and I are sick. Urgent alert that WBAI is in danger of not meeting quorum and that people should call, you know, provide email address or what have you, what we need to do in order to increase participation at BAI. I am physically going to the station, thick and all, tomorrow to try to track down the general manager who, again, we've repeatedly asked for information in order to move things forward and have not received it. So I am walking from my office to BAI to see what we can do in getting this information. And so, you know, I obviously elicit any additional suggestions that people may have that would, in being able to, you know, besides carts, besides, you know, trying to track down a list of emails that we can do to get people alerted to the urgency of this in the last 12 days. Finally, to KPFA, the remaining things that are left is, I made mention in my memo update about the posting of ballot images and the raw results. That was delayed slightly because the vendor needed to ensure that since we're posting the images and therefore you'll see the information and codes, that no names would be attached to them. You would not be able to see names, so therefore not be able to bring up a ballot and look at particular individuals. So, for instance, you know, look up a ballot, and then you would see Bob Letterer voted for these particular people. And so they needed to put that security measure in place. So that the once the ballot images and the raw results are up, that it would not be able to be traced directly to the voter's name. However, individual voters with their code will be able to log in at least and still see and confirm that their vote that they cast was actually accounted for. We have the final report from the LES, which she sent me a draft and just going over that, as well as sending me all the materials that will be included in the archives, the physical archives given to the secretary as required, as well as doing, including any final budget numbers in the overall election budget. Our main priority over the last couple of days is trying to process particularly from the paper ballots requests as soon as possible because those need to go in the mail.
Hold on 1 second. Whoever has noise on the background, please mute.
Okay,
go ahead.
So that has been a main priority in addition to touching base with the stations and requests for verification of membership. You saw that I sent, since the last time we talked, a clarification on joint membership. A number of the requests we received was, you know, people asking for, you know, since they donate a certain amount, can I give a ballot to my roommate or to the person that rents from me, and things of that nature. So we had to do that clarification, and as each person emails or sends that information, I don't know what the source of that is because we certainly didn't put out any information to that effect, but, you know, just providing clarification as well on that, but even on the joint memberships, there seems to be a lot of people where a second person or their spouse or their partner wasn't listed on the original record, so their name wouldn't have been on the original list to begin with, because there was no affirmation on their part, I guess, when they made the donation, that it was a joint donation between a couple. That's it for right now. I know you guys have a lot of questions, so I'll stop there.
Okay, thanks very much.
Alan for the stack.
Alan for the stack.
Coburn for the stack.
Okay. All right. So I have Serene, Teresa, and Janet. So
Excuse me, Bob. Do you need me to stay on for quorum or?
Now that you're on, that makes 9, which is quorum. So you can make your own decision about that. But we can go on with the meeting now that we have quorum. I mean, go on with making decisions. So thank you.
Yeah, you're free to go, and thank you for the fact.
Yeah, once it's quorum, let's just establish we can continue.
Right. Okay. So, Serene is
thank
first.
You. Okay. So. Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I have a bunch of questions. What is the actual final date and time to request paper ballots?
I believe we put it as it must be received by December 23rd.
Okay. Our card in New York is saying before December 23rd, which means by tomorrow midnight, and we need to be clear.
This is Pete Tucker on the call.
Okay, thanks, Pete.
Hello, Pete Tucker. And the same question would be for e-ballots, because our recording says that you have to allow one business day to get it, and Friday the 1st is a holiday, and the next business day is the deadline. So does that mean...
Yeah, let me just quickly clarify on a holiday schedule here. So thanks for that prompt, and I meant to update that. So first of all, the vendor itself they're completely shut down they're closed for the holiday. However, we have regular times that we check in every day between through the holidays on additional things I need, including replacement ballots. So we check in twice a day, the beginning of the day, towards the end of the day, on other replacement, particularly the paper ballots that I need processed. Regarding requesting your credentials online, that I can do, we have greater access to that than the paper ballots. And just so everyone understands the process on that, and this is why, particularly at KPFA, there are not paper ballots available on the day of, is that even myself and the LESs, we do not have access to a voter's password. The system auto-generates that. So, it would be a whole nother security or just open us up liable if Simply Voting would give me a list of every voter and their password in order to have them, printed, and because the password and everything is printed and actually on the ballot. And that is how the ballots are tracked. So they're not just general blank ballots. They are tracked by a code that is printed on the ballot for a fraud measure. So the reason why there is a deadline for the paper ballots is because once I receive the request for the paper ballots, the vendor is then involved in actually the development and printing of the paper ballot in order for it to be sent to the printer, in order to be sent to the voter, and obviously because it's mail time. If you're just requesting it and you just want an email to you, we can, and as evident of at KPFA, where the local election supervisor had it set up, if you came to the station and said, I want to vote, but I don't have my password, we were able to find you in the system, press a button for the system to generate your email, and you got it on email, particularly if you get email on your phone, and then you're able to take your code and go to the kiosk system and vote. So that is the process that involves. So the assembly voting is actually closed for the holiday. And they have two people that are checking in with me on a regular basis so that we can process this through the holiday.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm still not clear. What is the last date that someone wanting an e-ballot can make the request?
Up until on the day of January 4th.
Okay, because the card that
there is no deadline. Even the emails and stuff that we sent out about that has, if you're requesting a paper ballot, the deadline is December 23rd. But if you're, you know, there is no deadline, you know, for the e-ballot one because we can auto-generate that.
Right, but our card says that you'll get a response within one business day.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry if I'm being. So I'm not clear on that. So maybe it's just me. If somebody else gets it, tell me.
So I could just give you an example of it. So like today, the number of people that requested a replacement ballot wanted so they can vote online is 57. Okay. Right? But we also have to go in and verify that they're a member. And if they're not, you know, if you're a member and you're already on the list, then it's easy. We just, you know, verify and enter the information and send the email. But if there is a question of your membership, which, you know, I've outlined before, like at WBAI and other places where people weren't on the list, we then have to, I outlined this, you know, previously in memos and said this, we have to confirm that. I can't just send you a ballot. I need to confirm that you're a member. And for so far, 141 people who have requested either a paper ballot or an email ballot, I'm sorry, who have requested an email ballot, 141 weren't eligible to vote at all. So we still have to do that process in order to verify someone and not just, you know, issue ballots.
Right. So then I've run into people who have not yet voted, and I want to be able to tell them when they can, what's the last time they can make their request.
If it's by paper ballot, it needs to be received by noon on the 23rd. If it's an online ballot, they can also, they have up until, you know, on the day of January 4th to request it via email.
And there will be,
I would encourage you to tell them to request it as soon as possible, because if there's a question of their membership, we have to verify that.
Right.
Can I
follow up a little bit? Because I have the same confusion Serene does. If someone has to be verified, which, you know, could be quite a few people need to be checked, then if they're calling or emailing on Monday, January 4th at, you know, 6 p.m., is it realistic that there's going to be a response in time for them to meet the midnight deadline or the, whatever it is, 11:59?
It's on the day and they're calling and responding when they came to the station. So if they come to the station, obviously it can be done, you know.
Right, no,
there.
No, if they're not
Like what happened at KPSA, you know, and this happened because it was only, only one station at the time, I stayed up and as requests came in, I verified and looked up the information, you know, immediately in order to send emails to provide support to the LES and anybody. And if there was a question about their membership, she had access to the database. I was able to call or text her in order to look up in the database if there was a further question, and we were able to issue information, I think, up until 30 minutes before the close of the election. I stayed up in order to do that. For what I mentioned in terms of putting the procedures in place for for January 4th is having somebody that, since I'm going to be at KPFK, be physically at KPFK and therefore dealing with that and not able to, you know, also do the remote of looking in what's coming in the system, we are putting protocols in place to have someone to do that, basically play the role that I did for KPFA for January 4th.
Okay, so do you want to, not right now on this call, but, you know, at some point in the next day or two, put in a time limit that's realistic, like 10 p.m. or 11
yes.
p.m.? And put it out publicly so everyone knows the drop
right.
dead. You know, obviously we want people to do it earlier, but if they, for whatever reason, can't get to it till last day, what is the last hour of that day that they could request an e-ballot?
Yes, I said in the report I gave just a few minutes ago that we're finalizing the procedures and the deadlines, the hours at the station they will be, and that also includes, you know, the time frame on that day that it can be requested. I mean, we had some people at KPFA requesting at 11:58, and so obviously that was just, you know, not enough time to be
right.
able to put it in and get, you know, for
okay.
them to get it back. So yes, that is acknowledged, and we'll make sure that there is a particular time frame.
And that should also go in the cart and the email that's sent to tell people what the deadlines are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so did you have more?
Yeah, I do. I actually have a motion.
Well, hold the motion. Right now we're just doing questions.
Well, how do I know I'll get back on the stack?
I will make sure you get back on the stack. So do you have any more questions?
I do.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay, so the new numbers come out on Wednesday. I'm going to pass. I'll get back on the stack. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Teresa.
Well, I've been sitting here and I forgot my question.
That's fine. I'll come back to you. No
so
problem.
So put me on the back
okay.
end and I'll come back on. Thank you.
Okay. Janet.
Okay. So I have a bunch. Well, first I just want to remark about what you had said, Joy, about the delay in the ballot data being put online because there were names associated with it. I don't understand why there were any names since the ballots only had codes and passwords. But anyway, you don't have to respond to that. I just
because that's an important distinction to make. I can make that for you.
I'm sorry?
I can tell you that. It's quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
The ballot images have the passcode on the ballot. That is a tracking thing. So you, Janet, once you see the image files, will be able to take the code and put it in the online system to see the vote. We wanted
right,
to make sure
that's
that, yes, you can see the vote, but you should not be able to see their name.
Right, but that's what I'm wondering about. Why would there be any names associated anyway?
Because it's
in
the password that was used to vote. Okay, but go ahead.
All right. So I had asked you this on email. When do the FAIR campaign provisions end, or when do they end for KPFA candidates? Have they ended now?
Yeah, the election is over for KPFA.
Okay. All right. So another thing, the KPFA LSB secretary requested the contact information for the candidates who won of the LES and has not received any response. It's needed in order to notify them.
I can send that to you. Or the secretary should, you know, like send me who.
I'll ask the secretary to contact you. Is that what?
Yeah. If you're not getting
for that information.
Yeah, if you're not getting a response, just send it to me. We have, you
okay.
know, all of the contact information, so just send it to me and I'll send it.
Okay. And so I don't know, I doubt if we'll get to the topic of the independent verification of Simply Voting's results. And I had sent the committee and you a white paper that was written by Dave Kadlicek about some of the irregularities of Simply Voting's results for KPFA. And I just wanted to urge you to get that to be able to happen, so an independent audit. And also, I mean, that would be not just for KPFA, but eventually for the other elections as well. And I have his email address that I'll share with the committee and you if you have any questions about his report. And then
I didn't get to read the, you know, the detail, you know, of it yet. I was in, you know, leaving when I received it. But I will read it and address whatever needs to be addressed with, you know, the vendor for clarification if need be, or, you know, or, but I haven't read the detail of it to, you know, give a full response as of yet.
Right. And then finally, I had mentioned this, I don't remember whether it was during the meeting or before the meeting, but this meeting started. I have all the KPFA station logs for the period between September 8th and December 4th. And these logs list all the times for all of the shows and all the carts that include the candidate carts. It's not just logs for the candidate carts. It's for everything that's on the air. And so I also have the schedule for the candidate carts at KPFA. And so I'm comparing the two, the logs to the schedule, and also to the informed by the amended election policy about the playing of candidate carts that was passed on September 10th by the PNB. And so I will be completing that maybe even tonight or tomorrow, and I would hope that this information would be used in either the LES's report or your report. I don't know what the, you know, what the outcome will be, but I'm just saying I did a director's inspection and I have all of the logs, copies of all of the logs.
Can you go and do that at KPFK?
Me? No, I can't. Sorry. Somebody else would have to do that, but it's very, very time consuming to copy those, but,
okay.
Over 3 months worth.
All right. Thank you. So, Teresa, did you remember your question?
No.
Okay. Serene?
Oh, no.
Serene?
Yes. Sorry. Thank you. Joy, when did you say the setup for the fourth will be published?
I'm hoping we need to confirm a couple of things. So as I mentioned, you know, there's the issue at WBAI that the general manager is the only one with access to the database. We're trying to figure out what is the best way to get over that for, you know, Gene to be there on that day, you know, because if there are issues that come up, so we need, you know, to finalize time frame. We're hoping for Wednesday to have that up by then. But if we're not able to, you know, get response, for instance, Gene has been, when we talked at 4:30, he had been trying to reach Berthold since Friday and hadn't heard back from him. Not only about the database issue, but to confirm people's status that we still have outstanding for replacement ballots as well as the logistics for January 4th. So our ideal is to try to have this done and up on the site as well as the carts and everything by Wednesday, because we have drafts of those. But the absolute deadline would be on Monday.
Would be Monday the 28th.
Correct.
Okay, I have a motion, please.
Okay.
Is it time? Are there more
Well,
Janet Kay, I just have one quick question before.
All right.
May
quickly.
I?
Yes.
I was asking.
Yes. So, Joy, you said the ballot images and the raw data for the KPFA election would be posted to the election website. Can you tell us when?
It should be, if all goes well with the day in the morning, it should be up by the afternoon. Tomorrow? Yeah.
Tomorrow? Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay.
And again, as you guys know,
Teresa, I have one point of information.
Okay, hang on, Teresa. Okay. Eljoy was finishing her answer. Go ahead.
Yeah. And as you know, as I post information, particularly when it's, you know, important like that, I usually send you guys and the board an email that is up on the site, you know, with the details and stuff as well. So, you know, you'll get email notified that, hey, it's up, you know, as well.
Okay, Teresa, and then I'm going to move for an extension so that we can get to Serene's motion. So go ahead, Teresa.
Well, I forgot that question, but I have another one. You said something about the number of people who were claiming that they're calling in and they're saying, I expected to have two people with the amount of money that I gave, and I only mm-hmm. have one. If there is not something, if there's not something in the system, you're not letting them include anybody after the fact, are you?
Well, the thing is particularly for, like, if it's spouse and they're asserting that the donation is joint donation, when we're confirming, you know, I'll give you an example at KPFK where I know California is a community property state or whatever, and they're mm-hmm. saying, you know, this was, the first thing I do is send them the clarification email that I sent, that this is, you know, this is the policy on joint membership. If they say, yes, this was a joint membership, I don't know why my wife's name or why, you know, or whatever wasn't put on, and the station database person is saying, yes, they, you know, this is a joint membership, you know, there's nothing I can do, you know, but to add it. Now, the people that outrightly say, I contributed $100 and, you know, I want my, you know, spouse and, you know, my daughter, which was a real, you know, a real request, my daughter and my, you know, husband to get with. I respond back and say, here's a clear definition. Most people respond back and say, oh, okay, I didn't know that. Thank you. You know, and, you know, I've already voted and, you know, thank you. I don't need that. But there, for the people who are asserting that, no, this was a joint donation, my wife and I donate monthly or we donate quarterly or things like that, you know, yes, we do process them.
Well, I hope that you'll put it in your report that in the future, that just does not seem right. If I've done this before, I've given $100 and I put it in my name. And then I have to hope that the next time I give that I put my, in my husband's name. And some, if I put it in both names, fine. But if they didn't say, I mean, when they donated, they get a receipt. They either get an email receipt or they get a written receipt. And if you know, they have a chance to see that it's in both names. If they didn't say when they gave the money, then it shouldn't be in both names, in my opinion. I mean, I think that's just a lot of craziness trying to do things after the fact. And it's really, to me, it's wrong. If they didn't pay attention when they gave the money to assert that they wanted it in both names, they shouldn't be able to go back and get two votes, you know, get an extra vote. I hope that you and your report will write something so that our procedure is such that if they don't state it's in two names when they pledge, then it's not going to be in two names.
Yes, that is the exact thing that it says in my report.
Thank you.
And again, like I said, the database I keep has the reason, you know, spelled out, so you'll be able to see the number of people, you'll be able to see the number of times that I, you know, denied and said no, you know, just because you donate $100 doesn't give you four ballots. You know, it's, it, you know, I, and you saw the clarification that I put out and posted.
Okay, thank you. I think that issue is really clear. So it's now 5 to 10, so I'd like to propose a 15-minute extension till 10:15 Eastern.
Alan will second.
Okay, is there any objection? Okay, hearing none. Before we go to Serene's motion, I actually have just a couple quick questions for Eljoy.
Can I get in the stack, too?
Sure. You were asking for other ways to reach out at WBAI, and actually this method would apply to the other two stations as well, to voters, to help make quorum. What about just a general e-blast to all the email addresses that each station has? Now, granted, that will include a lot of people who are not qualified voters, but as long as there's a sentence that says, if you donated 25 or more between, you know, August 18th, et cetera, so that would define it clearly as to who should ask for, who is entitled to ask for a ballot. I think, especially at BAI, where, you know, there may be no other way to reach them, asking the general manager to do that.
I would still need the email addresses to do that. That is what I requested months ago from BAI. Was, and you know, there was a, and this was in a report that I did, a written report and presented to this committee, that I asked for the stations to, if they had an email list, and if they did, they can send it to me, we can match it up to, you know, the names and eligible voters, or just send a general email. BAI said they had such a list, and that it would be sent to me. And it's now been months later, and we never received the list. And it's something that the LES asks every single time, you know, he talks to him, you know, and his response is, oh, I just need two more days, or I need a day, you know, and we just never get it. So I don't have any general emails from BAI at all.
Okay, and my other question is about the quorum. Is the quorum reduced when simply voting gets bounced mail because of addresses that are expired?
Yes.
Okay.